If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Doing a little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Steven this morning. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you have a dirty little secret, and unfortunately, this is a serious one, especially if you are an animal lover, because something terrible happened to a dog and you think you're to blame. Tell us what happened.
A few weeks ago, I was at my buddy's house and I had to take a certain medication every day and they had it on me. And, you know, I slept over and then in the morning I realized when I went to take my medication, there were some pills that seemed to be missing. And I thought, oh, maybe I dropped them, but I couldn't find them in the carpet. So fast forward a week, my friend told me that his dog is, you know, really sick, was at the vet for a couple days, and now his dog's doing a little better, but it cost him $3,000.
Oh, my God.
They never found the root of the problem. They did all these tests, and I just think that it might have been the pills that I dropped that the dog ate. Now, I don't want to tell my friend because I don't want to have him blame me for it and charge me $3,000. And there's no way to prove it, but I just am pretty certain that's what happened, and I feel really bad about it.
All right, so let's go back and unpack this piece by piece. First of all, were these pills just like loosey-goosey rolling around in your pocket?
No, but I keep them in like a, you know, regular container, but it's not like a childproof type thing, and occasionally the lid does loosen up, so.
Okay.
All right. So it is plausible that the pills did fall out of your pocket somewhere.
Yeah, it's something that has happened before.
And you think that it was at his house, so like those pills are somewhere at that house?
The container was in my pocket and I was lying down, so I'm pretty sure something happened there where they just kind of fell.
What kind of medication was it?
Yeah, I don't want to say, you know, to everyone on the radio, like, what it is specifically, but it's just a chronic condition I've had ever since I was a kid.
Got it. Okay. And the timeline of this happening totally lines up. Noticing you're missing pills and then the dog getting sick, like was it a very plausible time frame?
Unfortunately, yeah.
And your friend is the kind of friend that if he found out that it was you, he would make you pay for it.
For $3,000?
I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You're kind of a bad guy, Steven, two times over. One, you're sloppy with your medication, because that's very dangerous. And two, you have a suspicion it was you, and you're not doing the right thing.
Keep in mind, this is a judgment-free zone, and we are not supposed to be passing judgment.
That's right.
Could you maybe... Can you anonymously send him money?
Yeah, I don't have the money for that.
You sure you couldn't just let $3,000 slip out of your pocket that you keep in a plastic container with no lid on it?
Oh, boy.
How much could you pay? What if you paid him back in installments?
I could maybe give him like $300.
$300?
That isn't even close.
I mean, here's a tenth of what I should be paying you. But like, if you gave him $300 every month, I think that effort would make me feel better. Or does he not even suspect you at all?
I don't think he suspects him at
all. Yeah, he doesn't have any idea.
That's so bad, Steven. Judgment-free.
Judgment-free zone.
If you have the kind of conscience that would let you live the rest of your life and say, okay, I'm never going to let anything like this happen again. I am going to learn from this. I guess that's fine. Could you live with yourself?
No, but I mean, like, if he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the money. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Make installment payments?
Yeah, but $300 a month is a lot.
It is, but $3,000 is more.
I know. I mean, it's a bad situation for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not like he did this on purpose.
No, I know it was an accident, but still, though. Oh, boy, Steven, that was a pretty bad, dirty little secret. One day, if you ever win the lottery, do the right thing. Yeah, there you go.
And I'll pay it back with interest. How's that?
Okay. I love it. Okay. There we go. Now we can all sleep better at night.
In this fake scenario.
Right.
That's great.